just get me to the court on time.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And Rick, you are off to Washington, D.C. to cover the Supreme Court as it takes up a really historic case, same-sex marriage.
The court will hear arguments on four marriage bans in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
It's a lot for the justices to sort through. There's the rights of voters who voted for same-sex marriage bans. There's the rights of gay and lesbian couples who want to be married. And then, of course, there are the rights of same-sex couples who are already married.
And a lot for politicians to sort through, especially ones who've staked at least part of their careers on the marriage controversy.
And for a case study, we have to look no further than to own Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette, who is pretty plainly eyeing a run for governor come 2018.
True. And, you know, in the not-so-distant past, Schuette was Michigan's conservative, one-man, one-woman, traditional marriage-protecting AG.
But as politicos like to say, his position has evolved, and there are two principal reasons why.
One is the Supreme Court's affirmative action decision from just about a year ago.
Right, which actually was another Michigan case.
It was. A majority on the court said when voters directly make a decision on a controversial question, courts should give that some extra weight, some additional consideration.
Yes.
And that handed Mr. Schuette the opportunity to execute a pivot.
Right, because the other is public opinion, which has been shifting quickly in favor of gay marriage.
Just last week, a new poll from the Washington Post and ABC News put support for gay marriage at 61%.
And public opinion in Michigan seems to be following that trend.
It does. So meet the new Bill Schuette and his new message on the marriage controversy, which is it's not about marriage. It's about the voters.
Whether the single parents or two parents, whether they're gay or straight, what we want to have is families that love their kids. And so, you know, we await this decision with great anticipation. And the sooner the Supreme Court makes this decision as to who decides, the voters or the courts, the better off this country will be.
So it's like this academic choice that it doesn't matter how the court rules as long as it just settles the question.
But be careful, Bill Schuette. Yes, support for same-sex marriage is growing among the public at large. But
go back to that same ABC Washington Post poll where there is a group that still opposes same-sex marriage, and we call that group
Republicans. More than 6 out of 10 oppose same-sex marriage, and the margin goes higher among conservative Republicans.
The ones who are most likely to vote in a Republican primary for governor in 2018.
So a prospective candidate for governor certainly doesn't want to be on the wrong side of history or the wrong side of public opinion, but he also certainly doesn't want to be on the wrong side of that GOP base.
Because you know I'm all about
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.